Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight we have some great stuff. We have Doris Day with Les Brown, Steve Lawrence, Frank Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from the great Tony Bennett with Count Basie. We'll have Renee Lee, and to get us started, it's Woody Herman and his famous Woodchopper's Ball.
She care when a woman loves a man. She'll just string along all through thick and thin till his ship comes in. It's always that way when a woman loves a man. She'll be the first one to praise him when he's going strong, last one to blame him when everything's wrong. It's such a one-sided game that they play, but women are funny that way. Tell her she's a fool, she'll say yes, I do, but I love him so, and that's how it goes when a woman loves a man.
Pantaloons. Poor little drop a stitch too soon. To a mad jazz pattern ruled by pantaloons. Oh, little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon.
Noel Coward wrote that piece. It was Poor Little Rich Girl and performed by Tony Bennett, backed up with the Count Basie Orchestra. This recorded in January of 1959. Before that, it was Renee Lee and with Oliver Jones on piano and Milt Hinton on bass. And the song was When a Woman Loves a Man, Johnny Mercer tune from 1934. And we started with Woody Herman and his famous Woodchopper's Ball. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. In 1837, Michigan became the 26th state to join the United States. Hong Kong was ceded to the British by the Chinese in 1841 on this day. In the Civil War, Louisiana seceded from the Union on this day in 1861, and then again in 1870, the state of Virginia rejoined the Union. The Apollo Theater, the famous Apollo Theater in New York, opened in New York City on this day in 1934, and, interesting, in a letter to his daughter, Benjamin Franklin, on this day in 1784, expressed unhappiness over the eagle as the symbol of America. Benjamin Franklin wanted the symbol to be the turkey. What do you think about that? Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we'll have Frank Sinatra. We'll have Harry James. And it'll be the Benny Goodman Orchestra and a vocal coming up in about a minute and a half with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And You Can't Pull the Wool Over My Eyes.
Thank you. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
And you're listening to Swing on WVXU Cincinnati and WMUB Oxford. I'm Bill Cartwright. We heard from Sinatra at his best with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, and a song written by Mack Gordon and Joseph Miro in 1946. Very famous song called, and you may have been singing it along with me, You Make Me Feel So Young. Before that, it was Back Home Again in Indiana by Harry James. James Handley wrote it back in 1917. And we started off with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Vocalist was Helen Ward. And the song was You Can't Pull the Wool Over My Eyes, written by Milton Agar in 1936. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. In the United States, American Airlines had the first scheduled transcontinental flight of the brand new Boeing 707. That was in 1959. In 1961, John F. Kennedy presented the first live presidential news conference from Washington. The event was carried on radio and television. Nike was founded on this day in 1964. Company originally was called the Blue Ribbon Sports Company. And in 1981, the 52 Americans held hostage by Iran for 444 days arrived back in the United States. That's on this day in 1981. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Artie Shaw, from Doris Day with Les Brown. And right now, it's famous couple Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, and this could be the start of something big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big.
your luncheon at 21, and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte ruse, accepting a fig, when out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gallon guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try a romance with me and see.
You're watching the sun come up and counting your money,
girl.
Or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is. And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something.
Journey home, sentimental journey.
digitally remastered by Lynn Bailey, so it sounded really good. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra, his rendition of Frenesy, this song on the hit parade number one in 1940. We heard from Doris Day and Les Brown another number one song. It was Sentimental Journey, number one in 1945. And it was Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet who got it started. Steve Allen's tune from 1956 called This Could Be the Start of Something Big. We're going to take a little break right now. I'll be back after the break with Stacy Kent. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We still have lots more great music to go. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from the Bob Crosby Orchestra with a vocal by Bob Crosby. We'll have Hoagy Carmichael here in person, and it's Stacy Kent right now, and the song is Let Yourself Go.
As you listen to the band, don't you get a bubble? As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow? If you step out on your floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So come get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come, hit the timber. Loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, or grocer, let yourself go.
Baltimore Oriole. Took a look at the mercury 40 below. No life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving me blue, off she flew to the Tangipahoa, where a two-timing jaybird met the divine missile. I'd like to ruffle his plumage, Baltimore Oriole. Nest around with that big eye till he singed her wing. Forgiving is easy. It's a woman like now and then could happen to sing. Send her back home, home ain't home without her warbling. How she can sing, make a lonely man happy. Baltimore sing, make a lonely man happy, Baltimore Oriole. Come down from that bough, fly to your daddy now.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care, who knows it. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
That sounded a little bit like Bing Crosby. Well, it maybe it did, because it was Bob Crosby, Bing's brother, and the song was My Baby Just Cares For Me. It was the Bob Crosby Orchestra also. The song written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson in 1930 in a film with Eddie Cantor called Whoopee. We heard from Hoagie Carmichael in a song written by Hoagie in 1942 called Baltimore Oriole. And it was in that famous Humphrey Bogart film called, and Lauren Bacall, called To Have or Have Not. And we heard from Stacy Kent with an Irving Berlin tune. He wrote the words and the music to Let Yourself Go. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. In 1881, Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, and others signed an agreement to organize the Oriental Telephone Company. In 1937, NBC Radio presented the first broadcast of The Guiding Light. The show remained on radio until 1956 and began on CBS TV in 1952. And, let's see here, oh yes, in New York, on this day in 1915, Alexander Graham Bell spoke to his assistant in San Francisco, inaugurating the first transcontinental telephone service between New York and San Francisco. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Dinah Shore. We'll have Shorty Rogers. And here's Joe Granston and his version of I've Got the World on a String.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a wonderful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life's such a wonderful thing, long as I've got that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got that world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Yes, this is the life. Hey now, I'm so in love.
That is, you see, what I mean is I thought he was a good man. I had a friend. She was a good friend. I told my friend about my man, 'cause I thought she was a good friend. Life was sweet. Ain't got no man, ain't got no friend. I bet you can guess just exactly what happened. That was the end of my friend, the end of my man, and darn near the end of me.
Dinah Shore and A Tale of Woe, Tessa's Torch Song, written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen in 1944. Dinah Shore and we had had several others we will have to get on by Dinah Shore. Haven't played her in some time. For instance, she had Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Daddy, which is a really interesting song. Before that, we had Shorty Rogers with a Robert Allen tune from 1957 called A Very Special Love. And it was Joe Granston to get us started with a Ted Kohler, Harold Arlen tune called I've Got the World on a String. Coming up, we're going to be hearing right now, actually, with the from the Andrews Sisters and Bing Crosby. And there's no business like show business.
Business, 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 business.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
No business like it, everything about it is appealing.
Why, it's grand.
Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling.
You're a smash.
When you are stealing that extra bow.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Even with a turkey that you know will fold,
you may be stranded out in the cold.
Still you wouldn't change it for a stack of gold. Let's go on with the show.
The butcher and the baker and the grocer and the clerk
are secretly unhappy men because
the butcher and the baker and the grocer and the clerk
get paid for what they do but no applause.
They'd gladly bid their dreary jobs goodbye for anything theatrical and why.
Because there's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. On top of that, your pa and ma have parted. You're broken-hearted, but you go on.
Good boy.
There's no people like show people. They don't run out of dough.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far.
That night you open and there you are.
Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show. People like show people, they smile when they are low, 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 low.
Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack,
and when you lose it, there's no attack.
Where could you get money that you don't give back?
Let's go on with the show right now. Let's go on with the show.
Sorry to break in, but we're running out of time. This is Duke Ellington and his orchestra and the Dance of the Flowers. And we started with the Andrew Sisters and Bing Crosby and an Irving Berlin tune, There's No Business Like Show Business. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Please come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11. For lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.